Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
Same dream.
What is it?
A secret that can no longer be kept. It started a month ago.
What started?
A change in the earth and the sky. His power.
There's a weird locking mechanism. Looks like it can only be opened from the inside.
A life form is growing out of prebiotic fluid. It's not winding down into disorder. It's self-organizing. It's becoming something. What?
What's up, evil ones? How's it going tonight? What's going on, Carl?
Trying to make my mouse work.
Your mouse ain't working?
I think the battery's getting low on it or something.
Yeah, mine was the other day. I come home and tried to turn on the screen off the screensaver, and it didn't work.
Yeah. So
I changed my batteries in it. I guess that's what I get for using Dollar Tree batteries.
I use Amazon batteries, so I don't think they're any better. I'm going back to Duracell.
So what's been going on this weekend? You done anything?
Nope.
Not a damn thing, huh?
Nope.
It's been too hot to do anything.
Just going to Ranger games is all I've done about all summer. Yeah. It's inside. It's in air conditioning, so.
Yeah, that we're gonna have to go to a game, man, for sure, before the season's over.
Yeah,
I can check it out, man. Check out that new stadium for sure. I just went to soccer, Juliet soccer, this weekend, Saturday. So always have fun watching her do that. So
yeah, you posted some cute pictures too. Her scary face.
Yeah, she loves to be scary, but she don't like to be scared.
Too little yet, yeah.
Yep, so, yeah. And I finally moved over to the dark side.
Yeah, he's got the... As I'm sitting here recording on a Mac with my iPhone and my iPad, you finally
to the dark side. Moved to the dark side. Yep, I'm still getting used to it, man. I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning last night putting all my shit back on it.
And once it's there, you'll never have to do it again in the world of Apple.
Yep, it'll be on everything then, so.
You're going to want your iPad next, I guarantee it.
Yeah, that'll be down the road, though.
Yeah.
So, them aren't cheap, so. And I already got a Leveno or whatever you call it.
No idea.
Whatever it is, tablet. So
no clue.
Android based.
Screw Android.
All right. Well, tonight we're talking about the movie Prince of Darkness
from 1987. You can't ever see my shirts the way my camera angle is, but I actually wore cover myself. Look like I'm back in COVID world, covering my mouth. Since it's a John Carpenter movie, I thought I'd wear my Michael shirt, but
can't see it.
I know. I can't get camera angles right around here.
All right.
Just wait. Now, before we start,
okay.
The next Apple update, they're going to actually let you use your iPhone to attach to the back of a camera. I mean, to the back of the computer and use that as your camera. So,
really?
Open up. You'll be able to zoom in and zoom out and do all kinds of fun stuff, kind of like those GoPro cameras.
Well, that'll be awesome. I can get rid of this shitty camera I got.
I think my iPad camera is better than my Mac's camera, actually. But Prince of Darkness, John Carpenter, 1987.
Yep.
Starring Donald Pleasance.
Yep.
It should be perfect. It's about the devil. It's got Alice Cooper. What could go wrong?
Yep, exactly. Like you said, it was directed by John Carpenter. This is his second film in his so-called apocalypse trilogy. The first one being The Thing, and the third one being In the Mouth of Madness from 1994. And it was written by John Carpenter, but it was credited as being written by Martin. How do you say that? Quatermask.
Nah, I thought Martin Short wrote it, so there you go.
It was produced by Larry J. Franco. Cinematography by Gary B. Kibbe. Edited by Steve Merkovich. Music by John Carpenter. In association with Alan Haworth.
Yeah,
as always. He's
in association with Carpenter on everything, I believe.
Yep. Production company was Alive Films and Larry Franco Productions.
And was Alive Films Cooper's deal?
I don't know.
I think so.
But that's what he was. He had the 3-film deal with them and was given $3 million to make each film through them. So that's why he called it his apocalypse trilogy.
Yeah.
It was distributed by Universal Pictures. Running time, 101 minutes. Released on October 23rd, 1987. Just in time for Halloween of that year.
Perfect.
And also that date was the date I got out of the United States Army. Came home. So, like I said, budget was $3 million, and it made 14.1 at the box office, which is pretty damn good. Over tripled their money. So
true. Very true.
All right, let's go over the cast. Like you said, Donald Pleasance is in it. He plays the priest. Did he have an actual name in the movie? Or
I have no idea.
I couldn't find it nowhere, and I don't remember him saying nothing when I watched it last week. So,
well, I watched it today. Well, some of it, and I don't remember him calling it a name. I watched it from start to finish today.
Yeah, just breaks in between.
Remember the old fast forward button of the 80s? Well, they have that on Apple TV as well.
All right. Victor Wong played Professor Howard Beerat.
I can't get comfortable now. I keep moving around.
Jameson Parker as Brian Marsh. And didn't he have a fucking epic mustache, buddy? I'm telling you. Yeah, that's the coolest looking mustache I've seen in a long time, you know.
Are you busting the guy's balls?
It was your typical 80s mustache, I guess.
I have no idea. I Lisa. Just know that my mustache is darker than my beard. I don't like that. Of course, I keep my beard short.
Get the old just for men gel. Make it all the same color.
So where were we?
All right. Lisa Blount as Catherine Danforth. Dennis Dunn as Walter Fong. Susan Blanchard as Kelly. Ann Howard as Susan Cabot. And Yen as Lisa. Ken Wright as Lomax. Dirk Blocker as Mullins.
Mullins?
Mullins.
Tim?
Jesse Ferguson as Calder. Peter Jason as Dr. Lehay. Robert Grasmere as Frank Wyndham. Can't even read my own damn writing here. Tom Bray as Etchison. And Alice Cooper as the homeless demon zombie.
I don't know what to tell you.
He did a good fucking job in that movie, though. He played a good zombie for sure, whatever the hell it was.
I apologize for missing last week's show as well.
Ah, you're good, man. You're good.
Y'all flipped one in on me and I wasn't even realizing it.
All right, let's go over a little bit of the production of the movie. It was filmed in about three or four different locations throughout Los Angeles, and it only took them 30 days to film it. Carpenter, he was actually inspired to do this film after researching theoretical physics and atomic theory, which sort of goes with the theme to the movie. He thought it would be intense to create something sort of like ultimate evil and combine it with the notion of matter and antimatter.
I thought it was supposed to be about the devil, though. That's the problem. How they promote it.
Yeah, well, it's sort of the devil, I guess. I guess when we... You don't think so?
Not the devil.
Devil or a demon. Maybe a demon.
Keep on. I'm interfering with your notes.
Executive producer Shep Gordon. He was also
Shep Gordon Ramsey.
Shep Gordon, not Chef.
I'm just holding a vampire steak as we do this.
What do you think? You're gonna get fucking bit or what?
I could.
Anyway, executive producer Shep Gordon, who also managed Alice Cooper at the time, suggested that Alice write a song for the movie. And so then Carpenter decided he was going to cast him as one of those homeless demon zombies.
Are they demons or are they zombies? We've had this discussion before on movies.
Yeah, it sort of looked like both to me, just the way they
know.
So you never know, but
no, you just don't know.
Anyway, Alice Cooper, he used one of his impaling devices from his stage show in one of the scenes.
Oh goodness.
Where he kills the character Etchison. And the song that he wrote, you could hear it playing in the guy's headphones while he was getting impaled.
Okay.
And this song is also on his album, Raise Your Fists and Yell.
Which is a good album.
Yes, it is. I actually listened to a couple of songs off of it. I actually like
Kane Roberts is actually back in the Cooper band.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that.
And he still looks like freaking incredible, all muscled up and shit.
Yep.
Exactly. I figured but at his age, he'd be pretty, you know, a lot of those guys that were muscled when they're young. But now this dude's still pumped. So.
Yep.
Off the subject. Random shit.
Random shit. All right. Post-production was actually done at Walt Disney Studios. I wonder how he got away with that.
I don't know.
That's crazy. And actually, Carpenter narrated the voices in the dream sequences of the movie. And the way he filmed them scenes was weird. He would film the actor with a video camera, or just a regular handheld video camera. And then he would take a picture of that on a regular TV screen and then record it back. If that makes any sense, which it probably don't, but
it makes sense.
That's
cause the look of it, you could, yeah, that was a good look. Yeah. I get the cinematography's great in this movie.
You got looked all disembodied and all that sort of stuff. And it went along great with his narration. So, but yeah. All right. Want to talk about the plot a little bit? We're not going to go too in depth about it, I guess, because.
Well, it's supposed to be about the devil.
Supposed to be.
It's not.
But
let me tell you the best part of the movie. I was watching this thing. I was 30 minutes into it. And this guy, they got that damn green whatever it was fooling around, and this one dude just comes in the room and says, "This is a bunch of bullshit." Yeah. And I'm like, "You know what, dude? You are correct. It was a bunch of bullshit."
Yeah.
So you can cover whatever you want on Prince of Darkness.
Well, basically, Catholic priest, Donald Pleasance, he invites quantum physicist Professor Howard Barrick and his students to, they got something going on weird with the church and what had been going on in the church. I guess it was a monastery is what it was actually. And he takes the doctor and a couple of the students from the college. I forget the name of the college.
More than a couple. That whole damn place is full of students.
Well, at first he only took a couple down there to actually look at the thing that was in the basement. And it ended up being this huge cylinder with this green liquid inside of it.
Yeah.
That supposed to be the embodiment of Satan.
Which it was not.
And then they go into the whole thing, not that we're going into any religious shit here, but
now don't get religious on me now.
They were going with the fact that Jesus Christ was a space traveler.
They've been watching Ancient Aliens.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this plot of this movie is just, I don't know.
And
I'm going to tell you what, I'm sorry, I have to knock a little more. I love Carpenter's music. I love his scores. But this movie and They Live, oh my God, they just overscore the shit out of these two. I say they, I guess it was Carpenter. I don't blame the other guy. Too effing much. Just, yep. Now, I like They Live a lot, but this movie is just overscored.
Yes, it is. Yep. Every little, even when there's dialogue going on,
it's overscored.
Yep. Now it's a good score. It's real spooky and stuff. I like it. It's sort of reminds me of Halloween 3 Scorn Away.
Now, the movie itself sort of reminded me watching it today for the 175th time of Halloween.
Exactly, 3 with all the bugs and stuff like that. Yeah.
I see that. And I've really never paid that much attention to that aspect. I guess since we did our Halloween 3 thing, I've kind of looked a little bit more into Halloween 3 than I ever did. So, yeah, I could see where it could actually somehow be tied into Halloween 3.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I see that too.
So we learned something about this.
So anyway, they're studying the cylinder with this green liquid in it. Yeah, it looked like mouthwash.
Yeah.
About that color of green mouthwash.
Sort of.
But anyway, the thing got a leak in it.
And, yeah, the devil got a leak and jumped into this girl.
After they found out that the liquid was actually a living thing, they were doing some experiments, and they found out that the liquid was actually a living thing. And then it was trying to get out of that cylinder, I think, is what it was doing.
Yeah, the devil was trying to get out of the cylinder.
Yep, and I forget what girl that was that got it first.
I have no idea.
It shot out and splashed on her and got in her mouth. And
the dude that said this was all bullshit was right on.
And then she got a mouthful.
I'm busting on your movie, Brett, but go ahead.
Oh, shit. Ow.
I'm going to watch this YouTube just to see how many times I move around.
Oh,
you like don't ever move. And I feel like I'm jumping like a jumping bean.
Yeah. Susan is the first one who gets it. She gets possessed by the mouthwash.
Now you're digging down and on your own movie.
Hey, you picked this one too, man.
No, you said you were watching it. And I'm like, well, I guess we'll just review it and put it on the show.
So she starts killing everybody off. First is the like you said, the guy who said it was bullshit. She
breaks his neck,
and one by one she starts taking everybody out. And when they get possessed, sometimes bugs come out of them and all that, and
just weird shit.
Yeah, it was just weird all the way together. And it was just a strange movie. I remember when I first seen this, it was like, what the hell is going on with this thing?
I think when I first saw it, I thought it was cool, but that was back in the 80s, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And then I didn't see it for years, and it was coming out on Blu-ray from the Scream Factory, some special box, not a box, it was just some special edition, but it was like $35, and I think it was on iTunes cheap. And I'm like, you know, I don't remember a lot about this. I'm just gonna like watch it on iTunes before I spend the money to get the Blu-ray. Yeah. I watched it on iTunes today. I never did buy the Blu-ray.
No, you didn't.
I don't understand what the freaking hell's going on in this movie.
Yeah,
it's a disappointment, and that's all I can really say.
There's like a lot said, going on in it. As
Carpenter,
the same.
Carpenter, Donald Pleasance, Alice Cooper. It just didn't work for me.
But Alice Cooper did do a good job, I think.
Well, like I said, the cinematography in the movie is brilliant. It's great. But far as a storyline and a plot, I have no clue.
Yeah,
and I've seen this movie 100 times, I'm sure.
It was really all over the place.
Yeah.
You didn't know who was possessed or at first. And yeah, it was crazy. But
yeah.
But I still liked it. After, like you said, seeing it, I probably haven't seen it 100 times, but
I don't know that I've seen it 100, but I have seen the movie a lot. In my younger days, I did like it, but now that I'm older, I just don't really get it.
I think I had it on VHS at one time.
Maybe the religious aspect of it I understand more now than I did as a kid. I don't know. No clues.
But it did have a few good. It did have a few good special effects, like the mirror stuff and stuff like that. But I couldn't find out too who did the special effects on it.
Yeah, I looked at that as well and couldn't find anything.
Probably the guys from K&B. They did a lot of work with Carpenter back in that time when they first started out. So
yeah.
Probably the K&B guys.
Well, we're giving them credit here.
Yeah, even if they didn't do it.
Yeah, y'all got credit for it. Or
if you do, if anybody knows who did do the special effects, let us know for sure.
Yeah, please let us know.
I'd like to know for sure. So, but that's about all I got for this movie.
I don't have anything else. Like I said, today I've actually fast forwarded through a good portion of it because it's so slow moving. And that score drives me crazy.
That's where you and I disagree, because yeah. I actually like the score.
Well, maybe they didn't play it through the entire movie over people talking and shit. See,
yeah, that's true. That's true.
They did that in They Live, and I like They Live a lot, but that score just would not shut the hell up.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to do They Live, too. That's awesome.
Put her on the list.
Now you can send me the list.
I could. Actually, we can share a notebook.
Yes, we can. That's crazy.
Fucking wonderful. Where is
that? That's the main reason I bought it, man. That's the main reason I got it.
Probably.
But anyway, so. Donald Pleasance, he did a really good job in this, though. He actually wasn't in it that much, but what he did do was awesome. He's always a good actor, man.
The list has got all my notes on it. I probably need to delete the notes.
Yeah, I've liked Donald Pleasance ever since back in the day when the James Bond stuff he did. So,
yeah, I know. I can also send you the Haunted House notes. We'll send you that one first, even though it's not right anymore.
Yeah, stuff has changed for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I don't have anything to add to Prince of Darkness. I know it's got a 4K release and screen.
Yeah, they just did that. They just put that out last year, didn't they? I think I saw 2021.
I believe it came out this year.
Did it come out this year?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you ain't got nothing else, I guess that's all we got for the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to figure out how to add you to the notes. What's your what are we calling it now? Is it Devil Horns Meat Cleavers?
Devil Horns.
Okay.
I'm going to give it 3.5. Just for the cinematography aspect of it, it was filmed good. They did a good job on that.
And through my eyes today, I have to give that thing a 1.5.
Really?
I think so.
Damn, dude.
It's a disappointing movie. It's very disappointing. Not that it's the first Carpenter movie that's disappointed me.
Yeah,
there's been plenty.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess I'd bump it up to a 2, but shit, man, I don't know. It's not as bad as others. For John Carpenter and for what I expected is why I give it such a low rating, and that's the reason why. It's not because it's a terrible movie. It's just not what I would have hoped for.
Yep, exactly. And
which is probably why Carpenter did it that way. That movie gets a lot of praises from people. So
exactly. It's got a big fan base for sure.
Oh, it does, definitely.
There's Facebook groups about it and shit. I was looking online.
You know, I always got to be different.
Well, I only gave it a 3.5, so what can I say?
Look at your links.
Oh, there it goes. It's going off. You hear it?
I'm usually on my iPhone or my iPad whenever we do the show looking for my notes and stuff. So,
oh, how do I get it off of there? It won't stop.
It won't stop.
No, there it goes. I had to put my face up against it.
Apple has your face now?
Yeah, if I got the face recognition on to look at stuff, so.
I figure you'd be too paranoid for that.
Apple gets to look at my ugly fucking face every time.
What's up with a generic black hat tonight?
It's the same hat I always wear. What the fuck you mean? Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
I think it's your new lighting has made it.
Maybe. Yeah, I got new lighting too.
The new lighting made it pop that it's just a blank hat.
I'm not happy with the new lighting either, so. Yeah, this is the same hat I've had for.
I don't think it's ever been noticeable until you throw this big light on it. Now it's like shining.
It's like a big beacon.
It's like a big beacon. Need to switch hats or kill the lighting. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I got to do something else with the lighting. But that overhead was way too bright. It was affecting
me. I don't know if my lighting is good or bad.
Yours is fine, man. I wish I could do something like that. You got sort of like the blue shit going on in the background there.
Yeah.
I like that.
So. And a bunch of flashy shit and candles and crap. Yep. I need to do something with this wall, folks. Anybody has any suggestions, let me know. Maybe I'll throw a poster up there. I don't know.
That could work.
Maybe it looks good like that. I don't know.
I don't see the problem with it.
Maybe it's better without the signs. I don't know.
No, I like the signs, man. Keep the signs up.
I could probably find better signs to put there. I own like 1,000 signs. That would probably not shock anybody. I have such cool shit, and I got those cheap-ass signs up. I'm going to find something better to put there.
Damn phone going off again.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, it was. It said it was you.
Well, you need to accept the notes, and then we can talk about the Han on Apple Notes.
All right, will do. I was waiting until we get done here, so.
Bah, we'll just talk about everything here.
All right, start talking.
too hot to go out there?
Yeah, no shit. 106 again today, so.
Yeah.
Gonna have to.
I was gonna go out there Saturday and finish that one room and wall up, but I just didn't have the oomph to. After working however many hours I worked this week, I had enough oomph to go do my walk and my workout, and then I was done.
Yeah.
Next week, back to the Ranger game, I think. So all you can do in Texas is go to their air-conditioned baseball stadium.
Yep. I got soccer till probably the middle of August, so that's where my Sunday mornings are going to be, or Saturday mornings, I'm sorry. So,
we don't know what day it is.
We got all kinds of stuff now for the haunt, though. We just got to put it up.
Yeah, we do. So, well, that's all I got on Prince of Darkness.
All right, sorry, everybody.
Folks. I just didn't really hit me well.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to lower it a devil horn.
I'll go down to a 3.
Well, I'll go up to a 2.
1, 2, 3. Oh, I forgot.
Uh-oh, what you got? Ah, Frankenstein hands. The only thing is they're not the same color as him.
Well, we might have to put some Frankenstein makeup on him. I don't think anybody will notice anyway.
Oh, I'll notice. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
But yeah, they're. I think they'll be perfect. They'll fit right inside that PVC. Be attached.
We just got to build the damn bastard.
Yeah, we do.
That's your project for next weekend.
All righty, everybody. Thanks for watching and listening, and hit that like button and subscribe. Check us out on social medias. Support local, everybody.
And all the podcasting places we are at, even iHeartRadio.
Yep.
We're everywhere.
We everywhere. All right, guys. We will talk at you next week, and I'll probably talk to you Wednesday.
Midweek.
I got a couple of different bands lined up, maybe, so if they're available. So,
well, I think next week will be a free-for-all, maybe. I've lost track of time.
Yeah, it'll be after close to the second week of August. So, yeah.
Yep.
We'll have to do a free-for-all for sure. All right, everybody, thanks. And
no vodka for the free-for-all for somebody.
Well, not as much vodka.
No vodka for Bubba on free-for-alls.
All righty, everybody. Stay evil.